Yes, Keith, this morning. It is Seacht na Gaeilge for the next 2 weeks. And I have in Cliona. I'm going to do it in English, Cliona. Cliona Casan, you tell me how you say it in Irish.
Cliona ni Casan.
Yeah, Cliona ni Casan. So, Cliona Casan, Chermach, Gunish, on Fiola, a room rum, Gurav, Mila Mahagud, Anish, Cogorgelus.
Well, Gurmila Mahagud.
Can I ask you a question? Why are Irish people so crap at Irish, and what can we do to be better?
I think we really underestimate ourselves.
Really?
And I think people are actually, like, it's the same with, like, people are like that with languages. Everyone's so afraid to speak it, but, like, you're doing it since you're 4 years old, so something must have kind of, it's all in there. It's just kind of people that just don't have the confidence to use it. And it's kind of like, because it's a school subject, it's like if anyone was, like, talking to me about algebra.
I would
tune out. And I think it's because with some things, a school subject, I think nobody wants to talk about it, or it's kind of like left it with
so
kind of
we should use
bad
the,
memories of
the
school.
Cúpla focal.
Yeah, like
you should
all,
use it.
Yeah, the whole idea of Seacht na Gaeilge is like it's, you know, the people who are already Gaeilge, they speak it all the time. But Seacht na Gaeilge is for maybe those of us who don't have like the confidence to speak it. If you have 7 words, like try up that to 10 even during Seacht na Gaeilge and use your cúpla focal.
Okay. Up it to de.
That's 10 in Irish. Well,
come here, tell me, why is Seacht na Gaeilge 2 weeks long?
I wish I had a kind of really entertaining reason for it, but I really don't. It's just that it used to be a week, and it started off in like 1900 something, and it used to be actually a week, and then there's more and more events, and they decided to just extend it up to St. Patrick's Day, the most Irish day of the year.
1900 something. Do you remember that was the year they couldn't remember what year it was? Was it?
Did it start back in 1900 and something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it not the most brilliantly Irish thing ever that it's 2 weeks long? I think it's brilliant.
It is. Well, 17 days, which is even more obscure. Kind of.
So it's not even.
No, not even 2 weeks.
17 days of Irish.
I'm getting kind of tired of Bernard using the same Irish word day in, day out, and that is...
Cogorgelous.
He doesn't even know what that means. So first of all, can you explain what that actually means and give him another word to use?
Well, it means congratulations.
Oh, there you go.
Which is fine. Is that how you intend to use it, or is that why how
no,
you
he
use
says it
no.
all the time, just randomly to everybody.
He says it when he probably should say like Garamila Mahagat, or you know, or cheers, or slauncha, or I don't know, some, give him a, what's it like a, what's cheers like, a nice one, you know,
I don't know, like,
well done,
cheers, slauncha,
mahu.
That's it.
I don't like that.
Bernard,
I'm going to keep it.
It's Seacht na Gaeilge. You have to. It's about upping your vocab.
Got to try, Bernard.
You could also say Cóirteachas Mahu, like congratulations, good on you.
Oh, give him that again.
Cóirteachas Mahu.
Try that.
Cogorgeous Mahu. No, Cogorgeous.
He's not even saying Cogorgeous.
No, right? Are most Irish people as stubborn as this? Is this what we're faced with?
This is exactly
because
what
I'll tell you why, Cliona, right? Oh, for those of you, Cliona would know. People would know you from Afric on Tichy Cahir. That's an Irish word, Tichy Cahir. So the reason why people are useless at Irish, right, is because A, it was bet into me, right, and all I can say after 14 years is, can I go to the toilet, please, right? Which, in fairness, is a useful bit of information because you never want to go for number one or two in your trousers. Do you know what I mean? So to be able to say, can I go to the toilet, please, is a good bit of Irish to learn.
But you don't need to ask.
But it doesn't work
anymore.
In France. It doesn't work in Italy.
You don't have to use
doesn't
it anymore,
work in other countries. Doesn't work in other countries.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, who would you be asking in another country?
A person on the train, people who own cafes, news agents.
Well, I think
would you not be asking where the toilet is, not if you can use it?
Call Will on Will Cadogham Dulgan Lehers.
Well,
there you go.
On Lehers.
So come here. The Mo Canílach.
Right.
You have 3 seconds. Explain it now. Go.
Mo Canílach is the way that we express ourselves to say what we would do. So the most popular one, the ask in the orals is what would you do if you won the lottery? So
I'd buy like loads of stuff.
So Chianoin. Canny is to buy, and then Chianoin is I would buy.
Chianoin.
Is Viarlum? Is that Mo Canílach?
Is what?
Viarlum.
Barlum, like I would prefer.
Yeah.
Barlum. Not really, no.
Not really or no?
It's an imaginary cube.
I am not a secondary school teacher. Grammar is not my strong point either.
It's an imaginary future tense kind of thing, isn't it?
Is it conditional?
There is a great thing. You know when people say I'm after having me dinner. That's real Irish, isn't it? It's directly translated. That's how the Irish language is used. I'm after having me dinner.
How do I call them two gumshine in Irish?
So what's Luthermon, Amathon.
What's happening? Luthermon, I like that.
What's happening for the 17 days of Shocked in the Gaeilge?
17 days of Shocked in the Gaeilge. So if you go on www.snagsnog.ie, there's over 400 events registered with us. And the theme this year is Give It A Go. And we're also doing a theme of Slara Lava, which is a hand chain. And I think that's on the 6th.
Hand what?
Hand chain, where everyone stands around holding hands.
Aww.
I'll be holding hands myself with a lot of school children.
Lava holder.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you got the first one, right?
Spot on.
And there's a lot of events on locally with a lot of people. And then we've a nice dinner this weekend for Underhill, which is a group that puts kind of Irish resources makes them available for people up in Belfast, because we had the launch up in Belfast because there's a growing Irish community up in Belfast, and so it's kind of like nice to give them support because
it's all awareness, isn't it?
Because
no clue this was on, but now I'm inspired to speak a little bit more Irish.
To wrap up, Cliona. All this week on Breakfast Republic, it is Umal Cadogam Dulgadi and Leheris Week, where we're going to get the whole country, if you're in your workplace or if you're in any other types of work, instead of saying, you put your hand up in work and go, Umal Cadogam Dulgadi and Leheris, and off you go to the toilet. It's all this week on Breakfast Republic.
Okay.
Now, that's to highlight Irish.
I think it's an excellent idea for a really great Irish movement.
Movement?
Oh, God.
Now, I would like to do a link in Irish. Would you teach me how to speak Irish before the end of the 2 weeks so that I can do a bit of radio in Irish?
Would that
be, and maybe could you also translate one of our sketches like Miss, Moontour, 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 or something? Yeah. We could do something like that as sketch
Oscailge
tomorrow. I ta long gael ga agam August Susan Steyer doing on Dars. Boom and Bana.
La brahla kvian nirav skamal sisper.
Oh, very good.
That's the start of every essay.
Mahu. Cliona ni kisan.
Yep.
Thank you very much for coming in, and we'll be speaking to you again with regards us speaking some Irish on air and doing a sketch and all that kind of stuff. And co-gorgeous Mahu.
Co-gorgeous.
Doing on Dars.
Gormila
Mahagot. Breakfast show, waking you up.
You're listening to the greatest radio station in the world. It's 2FM.
That's what I should be doing. I knock it out of the park straight away. We're a little bit tired this morning. We were out last night at the biggest Irish music night ever in the history of the country, the U2 Awards.
Yeah, the U2 Awards. And what a night that was, full of surprises and drama. Keith Bono presented an award for Best Singer, which he gave to himself. Yep, he thanked all the people that helped him along the way. Himself. Yeah, and he even managed to give himself a pat on the back.
Well, I think we've only got 15 minutes, so we better make this quick.
It was some reach around.
Oh, it was. But the big drama on the night was Linda Martin's wardrobe malfunction.
After seeing that, maybe we should just call her Martin. Over to you, another man, B-Man.
Hey, thanks, K-Dog. I'm here at the second round of the Young 2FM DJ competition. Here you are, the young boy. What's your name and where are you from?
Okay, my name's Ray. Okay, I'm from Kildare. Okay,
Ray, what's your favourite song?
I buy at the counter. I take it to the space that boy.
Okay, shut up. Okay, not a chance. Okay, here's Ireland's top three. At number three, I really hope it was celery. Beneath my wings, it's Bette Midler. And at number two, it's a great country. Okay, the weather can be a bit poxy, but I blame it on the rain. Millie Vanilli. Blame it on the rain. It was falling. And at number one, and it's been your number one now for the last 22 weeks. I was out last night with the K-Dogs. We were sowing the seeds of love. Tears for Fears. And Ireland coming up after the break. I'm going to be trying out Ireland's newest craze, swimming. The hottest hits of